with a look at your latest local news, I'm Jevy Ebanks. The governor, Her Excellency Mrs. Jane Owen, has announced that 5 members of the Cayman Islands community have been recognized in His Majesty the King's birthday honors list for outstanding service. Deputy Governor the Honorable Franz Manderson, MBE, has been appointed a commander of the Most Excellent Order of the British Empire, a CBE, for his services to the Cayman Islands service and the wider community. Tara Nelson, founder and director of Random Acts of Kindness, has been made a member of the Most Excellent Order of the British Empire, receiving an MBE for her contributions to charity and community development. Glenda McTaggart, senior manager of education programs at DART, has been awarded the British Empire Medal for her services to education. Chief Superintendent Peter Lansdowne of the Royal Cayman Islands Police Service has been awarded the King's Police Medal for his service to policing in the Cayman Islands and his support to other British overseas territories. Finally, Melanie Carmichael, Executive Committee member of Sustainable Cayman, has been awarded a certificate and badge of honor for her work in sustainability and conservation. The governor extends her warmest congratulations to all 5 recipients, and they are expected to be awarded at the King's Birthday Honours Celebration on Monday at the Government House. A lying-in-state ceremony will be held next Thursday to honour the late Mr. James Ryan, former Chief Secretary of the Cayman Islands. Mr. Ryan is recognized for his long and distinguished service, which played a pivotal role in strengthening public administration and governance. The ceremony will take place at the House of Parliament on the 18th of June, starting at 9:30 a.m., with public viewing from 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Speaker of Parliament, the Honourable Ezard Miller, says Mr. Ryan's dedication, wisdom and leadership helped shape the institution that continued to serve the Cayman Islands today. The public may view the ceremony live on government broadcast channels as well as online. Turning to crime, police have arrested a 43-year-old man after finding suspected drugs and firearm and ammunition during a search of his home and vehicle. Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles reports.
According to the Royal Cayman Islands Police Service, officers searched the man's residence and vehicle on Wednesday, June 10th, under the Firearms Act and Misuse of Drugs Act. They say they recovered a quantity of suspected cocaine and, during the search of his vehicle, a quantity of suspected ganja. A further search inside the premises turned up a firearm and a quantity of ammunition. Police say the items were seized and taken into custody for investigative purposes. The 43-year-old man was arrested on suspicion of possession of an unlicensed firearm, possession of ammunition, possession of cocaine, possession of ganja, and possession of ganja with intent to supply. He remains in custody while the matter is under police investigation. Elizabeth Charles, Radio Cayman News.
Police also say 2 homes in Northside were targeted in back-to-back burglaries earlier this morning, prompting a police investigation. Shortly after 4:30 a.m., officers responded to a break-in on Northside Road where 2 masked suspects stole cash and a mobile phone before fleeing when confronted by a resident. Moments later, police were alerted to another burglary nearby. A masked intruder, also dressed in dark clothing, entered the home and stole cash before escaping. No injuries were reported. The RCIPS says both homes were left unsecure and is urging residents to lock all doors and windows. Anyone with CCTV footage or information should contact the Bodentown Police Station or report anonymously via Cayman Crime Stoppers. Sticking with crime, Police Commissioner Kurt Walton says technology and CCTV are now central to how officers investigate robberies in the Cayman Islands. On Radio Cayman's The Buzz, Mr. Walton said there have been 25 robberies so far this year and 28 arrests involving 22 people. He said some suspects have been arrested more than once and that getting repeat offenders into Northward Prison is a key result.
But the outcome is that that individual is no longer creating that problem in that community.
Mr. Walton said he is pushing technology and forensics and called CCTV a, quote, phenomenal tool for investigations. He said a special unit in the Criminal Investigation Department focuses on CCTV and officers have gone to Canada for advanced video analytics training.
You're speaking of an individual who has to sit there now for countless hours. You're reviewing some cases, 200, 300, 400 hours of CCTV. That is an individual or two spending an entire 2 weeks, 3 weeks, an entire month.
Mr. Walton said more public area cameras across the islands are helping officers track suspects who use the roads to commit crimes, and he believes expanding CCTV coverage will boost public safety. You're listening to Radio Cayman's Evening News. As you heard right here on Radio Cayman, government is floating a proposed piece of legislation that ensures children are not deemed illegitimate, regardless whether their parents are married. And as CIGTV's Travis Webster reports, the National Coalition for Caymanians Administration now wants to hear from you.
The Ministry of Social Development and Innovation is inviting public feedback on the proposed Status of Children Amendment Bill 2026. The bill seeks to modernize the legal framework governing the status and rights of children in the Cayman Islands, updating the Status of Children Act 2003. Key proposals include a new definition of child as a person under 18, which is aligned with the Children Act 2012 revision, and expanded jurisdiction for the summary court to hear parentage matters aimed at improving access to justice. The bill would also allow minors aged 16 and older to consent to parentage testing where they understand its nature and purpose. The ministry says the amendments form part of a wider program of reform to strengthen children's rights, safeguarding, and family law. Members of the public, practitioners, parents, and caregivers can submit feedback by email to mofsd@gov.ky.
You can find the bill online at gov.ky/publications. Kudos are going out to a civil servant awarded a Doctor of Philosophy in Cell Biology from the University of Kent. Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin reports.
Ministry of Health Policy Support Officer Nuvian McLean Gregory has since returned to the Cayman Islands to contribute to national health priorities through public service.
Public health has always been important to me. Being able to educate others and raise awareness about lifestyle factors that affect long-term health has been one of the most rewarding parts of my work. It's rewarding to know that my work can support real improvements in health policy and services.
Dr. McLean Gregory's PhD focused on obesity, investigating the role of a specific gene involved in appetite regulation, energy balance, mitochondrial function, and fat storage. Her work is particularly relevant to the Cayman Islands, where obesity remains a significant public health concern affecting a large proportion of the population. Acting Chief Officer for the Ministry, Exie Tomlinson-Panton.
This is an excellent example of how academic excellence and public service can come together to deliver real impact.
Alongside her academic work, Dr. McLean Gregory has also been actively involved in public health education in Cayman as a dementia educator and director of the Alzheimer's and Dementia Association of the Cayman Islands. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
In other local news, with the wrap-up of Cayman Art Week earlier this month, you might just be in need of a fix. And as Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports, the National Gallery has you covered.
Medium, The Materiality of Making, is opening at the National Gallery on June 24th.
Utilizing distinct categories of making as the exhibition's foundational structure, artworks are organized around five motifs: line, color, form, field, and the digital sphere, illustrating different aspects of the medium in question.
Curator William Helfrecht tells Radio Cayman each grouping includes an accompanying wall text which unpacks related terminology, as well as the evolution of specific media within the wider context of the history of art.
Further emphasizing materials and materiality as integral facets of the creative process, from the handmade brushstroke to the advent of digital art and AI, this body of work speaks to the innate relationship between artists and their chosen medium, demonstrating the universality of these concerns through a distinctly Caymanian cultural lens.
The exhibition will run at the National Gallery through November 12th. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
For more information, head over to nationalgallery.org.ky. Finally, join K-Musica for a very special edition of Music at the Library as the organization debuts the Jazz Collective, Grand Cayman's newest jazz ensemble, K-Musica's Marius Gaina.
begins an extraordinary evening as five of the Cayman Islands' finest music educators and performers come together to breathe fresh life into the timeless sounds of jazz. From the lively rhythms of Dixieland and the infectious energy of big band swing to the soulful grooves of Moaning, the bossa nova classic Agua de Beber, and Stevie Wonder's iconic Sir Duke, this concert promises a world-class music journey.
The show is June 18th at the Georgetown Public Library from 6 to 7 p.m. You can get your tickets at eventbrite.com. That's your latest local news. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Enjoy your weekend.